Okay. What do you say?
Can I take a few more bites so I can eat the
element? I'm cooks, yeah.
This is the first one.
So that's one will be up.
Okay.
What do you want? Do you want to finish it? About to have a hamlocha?
Yeah?
One's enough?
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, sure.
Just one point. Yesterday, we had a place at the bottom. We said, Taisa said, learning out from Shekharuta just tells me, it's not like it doesn't tell you, and that's Havim and Ayrev. So, Lachardo, Bryce and Amabez, that we're in the middle of, that Bryce answers that question. Why? Because what does the Bryce say? Gemara says, there blows a high zeus, Mavalei. I'm sorry for that. We're asked, Imala Halon, Mul Oyerev, learning how from Malika, Imala Moyerev, Kamul Oyerev, Kamulay, Mulkas Rosh, and Mulorpo, Vli Abdil, Rosh is there, Mul Oyerev, and Rosh is on Acher, Mul Oyerev. Not by a bird, it's Mul Oyerev, but not Acher. So that Luchairo would be the answer to Kasha that we said in Taisus. Taisus didn't ask Kasha, he just said that. The price that learns it out from Hutaz doesn't tell me which side of the neck is supposed to chef. But that L'chaira, in the second price, that question is answered. And we learn out, Malkas Roy Shoy Mularpoy, Roy Shishal Zeh Mimularpoy, Beloy, Ein Roy Shalachim Mularpoy. I grab this price. As Rashi points out, is working in tandem with the Braisa before. When the Braisa said, Ma Behema, Ima Behema B'Roiv Shnaim, says Rashi, where does the Braisa know B'Roiv Shnaim by Behema Moshe? Midishuch Leel, Rabbi Zesaroi, Shekhar Hutas, Yibisimenecha, Lav Hutas Karile. So Rashi said, when this Braisa itself, punct, said, the Ima Behema Shnaim, so where's Behemoth? Where do we know Behemoth Shnayim? Rashi said we know it from Utaz. So Mela, so this Braisa, the Braises are working together. So Mela, the question that Tarsus says that the first Braisa doesn't answer, which is how do we know that it's, even though we know it's a Samana, but how do you know which side of the neck it is? That Lechaira, the second Braisa does address that. So now we said.
So we didn't like fully schlug up that first part.
We didn't schlug it up at all.
Why do we need halacha moshe Sinai for?
Huh?
So why do we need halacha moshe Sinai?
Who's there we need halacha moshe Sinai?
Gemara.
No. Point to that brisa. Gemara never said anything that brisa. Gemara said when the Gemara as a kasha on Rav Yemer, kasha of Kana. More than say it on this last brisa. Tana Ma'is L'mahachi, we're not L'chum Moshe Sinai. Right? Now, what we'll see in the brisa over here. Gemara said, right, what we just said now, Ma'al Ha'al Mo'ayr, Ha'kam Mo'ayr, Tam Lo'ayma, no, Tafka, a oif is malayev and not a behema. Oh, so the question is: so we say that we can't do malayev by a behema. So now, what is the din lagabe if you're mechazed a simana? Okay, is there a din dafka? Is there a din that by behema you can't do malayev? Okay. Or, is there a din you dafka need tzavar? That's my question. Is there a din that you dafka need tzavar, or you can't do mulayrif? You might say you can't do mulayrif. Dafka by malik it's mulayrif, and not by behemah. So what is the yisoid of that? Is the yisoid that you need dafka tzavar, or as long as it's not mul ayrev? You'll see what I mean as we talk. Yeah. So the Rajba seems to be a machlokes Rajba and Rambam, because the Gemara over this is like this. The Gemara of Chaf. The Gemara brings down a story that Bnei Reb Chiya that say mitzvahs malika your machzid the simanim lachayir ayir v'mailim. Okay, you take out, pull out the simanim, pull it around, and do malika. The Gemara's machlokes is it dafka to do malika that way, or even do malika that way. Ikadami af machzir, ikadami machzir dafka. Then the Gemara says. Gemara says, because when you misnabber command am af, you don't need the dafka do it. Miktani hashoyichet min ha'ayir. The mission over there in the Testament Bay says hashoyichet min ha'ayir. Shchadase psula hamayilik min ha'ayir. Milikasek sheira. So the Mishnah very clearly differentiates between Malika and Shechita. They're different. Malika is min ha'ayiv, Shechita is min ha'tzavar. Yeah? Shechita min ha'ayiv is possible. Vizal g'dayi to machzir, dafka. If you hold that Malika needs dafka to be machzir, ma'yiri mi'ayiv, like a fila shaykh anami. So Gemara here assumes that by Shechita you can take the Saman and pull it around and check it. So if you hold that's what Malika is, so okay, what are you telling me that Hashaykh Malika needs dafka min ha'ayrif? Yeah? And Shechita is possible. Here they're both kosher. Malika is dafka min ha'ayrif. Malika is dafka by machzir. Yeah? Says Rashi, Malika k'sher b'shech samayri. When it says Malika min ha'ayrif is kosher, it's talking about by machzir. So why are we saying that a ma'ilik? So what does a ma'ilik min ha'ayrif mean? You're machzir. And then it says sheichem min ha'ayrif is basal. But if ma'ilik min ha'ayrif means machzir, then chayyeh sheichem min ha'ayrif is also kosher, because by shechita the Gemara assumes that if you're machzir the simanim, it's also good. So that's Gemara's kasha. So how can you say that my Malika is dafka machzir? Elamai. When Bnei Reb Chiya said they could do that, Malika machzir means you could do machzir, you don't have to. So Mishnah is talking about when you're not machzir. When you're not machzir, and you go straight through the Ayrif, straight through my frekes, put a simanim, that's kosher by Malika, and that's what's possible by Shechita. But in Echnami, if Lui Yitzur, you would take the simanim, put it around the back, then it's not a kosher by both. That was the Gemara's kasha. Akabonim shteik on the Gemara, Pashtus, that, and Shai with the chain, the most of the failures, that Shechita, you take this money, put it around the back, it's okay. Shai Liz, Ay L'Chaira, why is it okay? You're shechting it from the back, you're not shechting it from the front. So the Rajba says, the Rajba over there says, the simone koshachit, lo hikpida taira, shete shechita min atzavar dafka, k'moy shekpida b'malika shete malayir, the shechita b'simon tali. Mayin shaykh mitzadim shlasa k'sher, amalag mitzadim malikasa p'sula. Hilkach ha'maz v'simonim la de'ayre v'shachat shlasa k'sher. Says the Rajba, wants to know why tak is a kosher. Why is a kosher? The shaykh, you take the simon and pull him around, and you can shaykh that's kosher. Ay l'chayra, you shaykh me from the back. Says the Rajba, there's no such thing. There's no din b'chlal that shechita has to be from the front. Okay? The shechita can't be in the back. Okay? So Meila, what is shechita, says the Rajba? Shechita means you have to shech the simanim. Wherever they are, you have to shech the simanim. So Meila, I don't care where they are. You know they're divine. So if it's them, shech the simanim. There's no din dafka tzavar. If there was a din dafka tzavar, you need tzavar, says the Rajba, if you take the simanim and bring them around the back, that's not tzavar, that's not the neck, that's the back. Then it'll be possible. But yes, the Rajba, there's no din tzavar. The only din is, you have to shech simanim, and I don't care where the simanim are. That's the Rajba says. And it means a raya. It means a raya. Because it says in the Mishnah, Hashaych min atzadim shechitas ha'kshayra. Hamalik min atzadim l'chasa psula. Right? You shech on the side, right? So shaykhin is kosher, right? The shayla where it's kosher l'chatchila, kosher b'di'ebed. Rashi says in l'chatchila that you lot of shaykhin aside. Taisus says no, it's only b'di'ebed. Chashash, you might hit the mafrekas first. Agbar m'shchitim and that's thought of them is kosher. You shaykhin aside, not the shaykhin in front, you shaykhin aside. Yeah, by Malika, you can't shaykhin aside. Why? Because Malika needs mulayr. Therefore, it's possible to be shechted from the side. Shechted shechita, there's no din to shechted from the side, no din to shechted from the front. The din is, you have to, there's no din tzavar b'chlal and shechita, there's a din simanim. So if you shechted from the side, you don't hit the mafrekas first, you go straight to the simanim. That's also good. That's the shechita Rashba. Yeah? Based on the Gemara that says, you can be mechazin simanim, you see there's no din tzavar. That's the Rashba. Now, the Ramban seems to learn differently. The Ramban is also in the same Amid a little later down. And the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses whether or not by Malika you need Dafka Drasa. Right? We said that by Malika Drasa is good. Question is, does it help you Mayel Chamevi? Can you be Mayel Chamevi from Malika? Right, you take your thumbnail and you do a shchita action back and forth instead of a drasa action. So Gemara says, Gemara's discussion about that. Rav Kana said mitzvah malika kaitz v'yayrin zui mitzvasa. Gemara says kaitz v'yayrin, you have to go straight down. Malach mevi loy, I'm Rav Yirmi a koshkin malach mevi the malika kosher. Okay, koshkin malach mevi. Says Rashi, what kol shkem malchem maybe? Rav Yirmiyah says, kol shkem malchem maybe, that if stopping your finger down, yeah, kaitzes v'yayrin zui mitzvasa, then if that's okay, yes, then kol shkem doing a cutting action malchem maybe, which is like shchita, right? You're just using your thumb instead of a knife, but you're doing a shchita action. Gemara says, yes, if stopping your nail in and cutting some in that way works, kol shkein, if you back and forth like a knife.
By Malika.
We're talking about Malika. Yes. By Shchita, obviously, you can't do that. Okay. Says Rashi, kol shkein, the chol kamad loy mayit kro, behedya, kidim mayit sakin, vitzavar, ki ovin Malika, kishchita, tvei odin. So Rashi says, as long as the Torah is not mayit, like, you're not doing it in Tzavah. That Gemara says, you need Malarpa. Everyone agrees you can't do Malika from the front. You need Malarpa. What about, so anything that Torah wasn't a Mayit, and also there's another thing that's Makiv, has to be it's a pirate. Can't be a knife, right? So therefore, anything that Torah says Makiv is Makiv. But something that Torah doesn't say is Makiv. The Torah doesn't say, how to do the Malika. Is it back and forth, or is it you're stupid in? So Meila, since it doesn't say, then Rashi is Adarabba. The fact that it's more like Shchita, it's even better. Ki Ovid Malika Kishchita Tvei Adar. That's what Rashi says. The Ramban over there takes issue. Mikil Kashale, Mener Pchid Asafri, Meil Chumevi, B'Malika Pasol. The Gemara before said that Mener Pchid half the hold that Mal the one side of the Gemara said that the Bnei Rebchi hold that Mal Chamevi is possible. Yeah, and that's what the Mishnah is being machal between Shchita and Malika, because if you could be machazer simanim, yes, if you hold that Malika, you have to be machazer simanim. And by Shchita, you could do that. So where is it saying that what's Sheikh Menayrev is possible, and Moilik Menayrev is kosher? Where is that? Right. So where are we saying the difference between Malika and Shchita? So Gemara says that where is it saying that kosher Malika is possible, but Shchita? Where is that? Where's that talking about? Pasul and Malika is Kosher Shchita. Where's that? Kosher and Malika is Pasul Shchita. Where's that? So they say, don't matter by Mayel Chamevi. Mayel Chamevi is, yes, According to Bnei Reb Chiya, the Gemara wants to say that where is there a difference from Licha and Shechita? That's by Ma'al Chameini. So B'kitzah says the Ramban, you Rashi are telling me that you're better off by Malika doing whatever is closer to Shechita. So then, according to Bnei Reb Chiya, the Gemara before, Ma'al Chameini is possible. You're not supposed to do like Shechita. See, Ma'al Chameini is a problem. Amai Savia, Ach Machazi Simonim, Duderach Shechita. Fact the Ramban. Bnei Reb Chiya hold that Ma'al Chameini is no good. That means you're not supposed to do like Shechita. Ma'al Chameini is like Shechita. So they don't all like this, like Rav Yirmiyah. So if that's true, so then why is it Machazi Simonim hold? Because it's like Shechita. Why is it Bnei Reb Chiya hold that you can take the simon and bring it around? I mean, you're cutting the simon. You're not cutting my frekas. You're cutting the simon. That's like shechita. Be telling me, oh, you're telling me Ma'al Chameini is like shechita. And according to Rav Yirmiyah, according to Bnei Reb Chiya, it's possible. I mean, according to Bnei Reb Chiya, you're not supposed to do like shechita.
When you bring the simonim around, you only check the simonim and not the mafrekas? Or you do malika on the simonim?
You're doing malika on the simonim.
And not the mafrekas. You
just not sure what happened to malika. Yeah.
You stop.
So we're going in the bird. I thought we were going in the din and the oif, whether or not you can do the back of the neck.
Exactly.
Well, you have to do that.
Oh,
I'm saying for the...
Malik is only by oif.
Right.
Okay. Again, let me just have a question again. Rashi says that Ma'al Chameini is der Shechita, and according to Rimer, it's a Ma'al. According to Bnei Reb Chiya, it's possible. That means according to Bnei Reb Chiya, says Ramban, yeah, in Rashi's framework, They hold that they dafka shouldn't do like shechita by malika. Malika should dafka be not like shechita. If malika is dafka not like shechita, so in fact, Ramban, how could you be mechazer simonim and do malika if then it's like shechita? So you're doing simonim. You're not starting with the mafrekas. You're going straight for the simonim. Ma'al Chameini is possible. That means they hold that Yidafka shouldn't do like Shechita. If they hold Yidafka shouldn't do like Shechita, then how could they hold that you're Mechaz and Simonim? That's doing like Shechita. You're going straight to Simonim. Okay? Says Ramban, Yesh Laima, that Machaz and Simonim is lav derech Shechita. Only by the evidence kosher. Hilka from Lika, in other words, it's not derech Shechita. Yeah. Normal shechita is from the front. Yeah. Normal shechita, derech shechita is taking a knife and cutting and slitting the throat of the animal or bird. That's shechita. Not taking the simonim and twisting them around and putting them around the back. That's not derech shechita. So maybe even if Bnei Reb Chiya hold, you can't do derech shechita, but it's not called derech shechita. It's just b'diavad, it's kosher by shechita. It's not derech shechita. It's not a normal thing. It's not a normal way to shech. Okay? So therefore, and you're right. Bnei Reb Chiya hold, we don't do derech shechita. And that's why it should be Ma'al Chameini. Why is it kosher to mechazer simonim? That's really not derech shechita. B'diavad, it's kosher by shechita. You shech the simonim, it's okay. But it's not, you won't call it derech shechita. So male, it's kosher by shechita, and it's kosher by malik.
Don't I say
dafka?
Isn't Bnei Reb Chiya the one that said that?
Machloek is bedas Bnei Reb Chiya is a dafka or not? So right now the Ramban is explaining the man d'amar and it's lav dafka. Man d'amar dafka. So what does he hold? So as a man, he holds lav mishum the derech shechita bai. Ela shloitas the ma'aseh treif kaidim ikker malika. The reason why the man says you have to be mechazer simonim and do malika in the back, he holds, why is he hold dafka? Not because you might have thought because you hold you need derech shechita. That's why you have to go straight to the simonim because you need derech shechita. Then the man no, he also holds you don't need derech shechita. Yeah, because Ma'al Chameini doesn't work. You don't need derech shechita. Yeah, Elamai, why are you doing that? Why from malika like taking the simonim and bring them behind? Because you don't want to make it a treifa. You don't want to go through mafrekas, which makes it a treifa. That's the issue. The man d'amet says you dafka have to mechazer is not else because that makes it like shechita. Rather, because you don't want to make it a treifa. Okay. That's my dog. Then the man goes on and says, what about the moment it says that, you know, I guess those that are getting married, they hold, from Lika, you must go through Mefrekes to the Simonim. And you can't be Mechatek the Simonim and twist them around and do Malika. What does he hold? Mishum, the Rachman Am Mel Arpai, Vimhichza Simonim, Lav Mel Ayrefu. The Simonim Mikri Tzavar. Oh, this is the key of the Ramban. What is the Ramban telling me? That the Mandam that it says, that if you mechazes simonim, it's puzzled by Malika. Why? Because it's missing sefelt in Irif, the Malarpai. Take this simonim, twisting them in the back, and doing Malika, what's the chsarin? It doesn't have a shame, Malarpai. Yeah? Why? Says the Ramban, because the simonim mikri tzavar. So it's not the pshat that we do when you twist them around, yeah. At least according to that man, Yomar, yeah. That you're shechti mul arpai, no, or at least you're not, yeah. It's saba. That man Yomar holds that the saba means the simonim. Saba doesn't mean the neck. Doesn't mean the front part of the neck. Sabra means simonim. Sabra means simonim. So fizeh, the reason why the feed this Ramban, why is it kosher by shechita? This whole Ramban is handling Malik. Yeah, okay. Let's leave the Ramban a second. Now let's ask ourselves. According to Ramban, the Gemara says that it's kosher by shechita. You take this simonim, bring him around the back, it's kosher for shechita. Yeah? Why is it kosher for shechita? Said the Raj, what did the Raj say? Simonim. Because there's no din tzavar. Rather, din simon, right? There's no din tzavar, only simonim. Amela, just that, right? So therefore it's kosher. Therefore it's kosher. What does Ramban say? There is a din tzavar, but tzavar means simonim. Tzavar means simonim. So the reason why it's kosher by shechita is because it's. It is tzavar. There is a kiyum of tzavar by shechting the simonim, even though you flip them around and you shechting from the back. There's a kiyum of tzavar. Maisa, it could be it's not derech shechita. It's not normal. Yeah? As the Rabban said before, the other man d'amar, it's not derech shechita. Right? And therefore, it's kosher by malika. You have to have a cup in everybody's side. Even when the man says at the end that man amar that's possible by Malika because it's sabar, yeah. It's still not called derech shechita. So when the man earlier said that according to Meir Rebchi, the reason why it's kosher by Malika, yeah. Even though you're not supposed to derech shechita, according to them, you can't do malcha maybe. So why can you do a shech to be malcha simanim? The man says, it's not derech. In other words, it's not a stira. In other words, it has a shame tzavar, and therefore it's kosher by shechita. The man d'amar that says that it's possible by malika is because it's a chsarin in tzavar. The other man d'amar is, but still the man said before, even though maybe it's tzavar, it doesn't have a shame shechita. It doesn't have a shame shechita. It's not derech shechita. Yeah? It has a shame tzavar, yeah, but it's not derech shechita. So look, it's not a normal way to do it. And therefore it's kosher by malika, according to that man. Because it's not derech shechita, according to Bnei Rebchia. Okay, akapanim, l'chay, we have a serious thing of machlaikas over here, between the Rajman and the Ramban. What's the din? What's the gather of taking the simonim and shechna machayra? Is the pshat that there's no din tzavar? Or the pshat is, no, we have a kiyum of tzavar. So that's the gate to Argamo. And as an Argamo says that you can't do Mul Arpai, yeah? So does that mean there's a din tzavar? Right? Does that mean, yeah? Does that mean there's a din tzavar? You could have said that Mulkes Reishai Rosh Shalzeh Mimularpay. Vein Rosh Lachim Mularpay. There's no din Mularpay. Yeah, you can't do Arpay. But question is there din Savar? That L'chayr is Machlaikis, the Ramban, and the Rajba, how they understand the Gemara that says you take the Samanim and bring them in behind Legabe Shechita. Why is it kosher? The Rajba says because there's no din Tzavar. There's just din Shechting Samanim. That's the din. I don't care where you're Shechting them. The Rajba, the Ramban says no. Shechting Samanim, that is the Tzavar. And that's a kiyum of Tzavar.
According to Rajba, you could check the Samanim anywhere as long as you check the Samanim.
What?
Quite the Rashba, you could check the Simanim anywhere.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be in the right spot. I could go all the way down here, up here, whatever.
No, of course it's not law, because which part of the Simanim?
Okay, right.
The question, where is this Simanim? Not which part of the Simanim. Of course there's not Gram, of course
right,
there's...
Right.
Now, in the Rambam has a very interesting sheet over here. At least according to Mrs. Zalman. Question, how to understand the Rambam? The Rambam, the Shail is, the Baisai, yeah, in the Rambam, the question is, B'chal, does he hold of taking the Samana, being Machzis, Samana, Machaira?
The Rambam?
The Rambam, Maimonides. Okay? The question like this. The Rambam says, Halachah, okay? Makom HaShechita. The Rambam and Halacha Dal told you there's a couple things you gotta work, yeah, gotta look out for. Right? Well, what's the makom shechita? How much is shechita you have to do? There's a davar shaych, all sorts of halachas you have to know about shechita. Okay, all that says is nichlal in kasher tzivisicha, etc. Makom shechita, menachai, who had tzavar? V'chol hatzavar kashal shechita. What is Mokem HaShechita? Tzavar. Okay? The Din Tzavar, says the Rambam. The Din Tzavar. Chol Tzavar Chol HaShechita. Ketzad. The Rambam goes on to tell me, Legabe Lebeshet, Legabe Kana, what is, from where to where, is that kosher by the Kana and by the Beshet. Then the Rambam says, in Loch Zayin, Daisy Mokum Shchita Bekana, again, Mishiba Kai Vamata, that's Sugyas earlier. Ram Ferzai is in Loch Zayin. Vichol Shekeneged, Hamokum Hazemi Bachutz, Nikra Tzavar. Okay? Whatever's Keneged, the Mokum, that I just told you, in the Veshet, from where to where, in the Veshet, from where to where in the Kana, whatever is Keneged, that Mokum, Mi bachutz is called a tzavar. Okay? So the Rambam is very clear that there's a din tzavar. And the din tzavar is defined by the makoim, connected the makoim of the Kana and the Veshet, that's royal l'shchita. That's the tzavar. So the Rambam tells you, what I told you in the beginning of Lach Hei, the makoim ha-shchita menachai, who had tzavar, the Mokum HaShechita is the Tzavar. What is the Tzavar? So you don't know. But we get to the end of Lach HaZayin, Ram tells you very clearly, what is the Tzavar? Kol Shenag and Mokum HaZeh, Mokum Mimchutz Nikra Tzavar. So state in the Rambam, it's a Din Tzavar. And what is the Tzavar? Keneged, the Keneged, that Mokum. Now, so Fizeh, Zokim Vitz Zalman, in Hilchis, Ma'aseh Karbonis, Paragvav Alach of Gimel. Right? You might ask, what's it doing in Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbonis? Because Rambam says, Ketzav Malkin, the Alach of Malika. Ketzav Yairiv, Tziparim, Malayriv. Ramatzal Hayilchol Hevi, Mayilchol Hevi. You do drasa, you do whatever you want. And he said, this is the Rambam by Malika. Okay? Now, so, Zokar Vitz Zalman, I don't know why he printed it over there, not in Rosh Chita, whatever. Zogim Vitz Zalman, B'chor receiving this Rambam, that there's a din tzavar, but not only that, the mochem tzavar is the front of the neck connected to simanim. The makam of the neck connected to simanim, which would mean, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam, in our framework over here, that means the Rambam would tell you that if you take the simanim, you machaz them around, the chayit shouldn't work. Rambam says you have to check the tzaver. What's the tzaver? Connected to simanim. Look, Bezalman, the Rambam doesn't pass from the Gemara on your test. It seems to imply that you can take this amount and that's kosher by shechita. Rambam says no. That's because, you know, there's Rambam holds like the Ramban. That is a din saver. The Rajba says there's no din saver b'chlap. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam is very clearly there is a din saver. Rambam says you have to shech din saver. And the Rambam goes on to tell you exactly what saver is. So the Rajba says, no, there's no shting as a saver. The whole din is shechting simanim. So that the Rambam is not like the Rajba. Rambam says there is a din saver. Not only that, the Chayra, he argues in the Rambam also. The Rambam says the din saver, but what defines the din saver according to the Rambam? Simanim, wherever they are. The simanim, that's the saver. The Mu'arpai is mafrekes. But the simanim is a tzava, wherever they are. That's why you pull them around, it's kosher. Why? Because that's tzava. According to Ramban, there is a din tzava, but there's a keem of tzava, in the cutting of simanim, even though they're out of place. But the Ram Mechari says, not like that, Zogar Zalman. I don't think he brings down the Ramban of the Rashba. Zogar Zalman, no. Ram says, not like that. The din tzava, and the simanim does not define the din tzava. What defines din tzaver, says the Rambam, is the makom outside of the simanim. That's the tzaver. The Rambam says, "Kol shekineged on makom ahu hazem b'chutz nikra tzaver."
Yeah, you see what I mean from behind as well.
Yeah,
that's negative. You won't call that tzaver. Wait.
So the simanim are not part of
tzaveh? No, kinegdon mivachutz. The back, if it can't be the back of the neck, that's not called. That's not called tzaveh. That's not the neck. It's the moirif. We have in our.
The neck is kinegdon. It's tzaveh.
Anything. Again, but zicha means the front, not the back. Because the front is called moirif. That's quite not an option. The back is called Malaira.
But if you bring him around.
Well, so why? But
it's not.
The makam is connected to the simon. I mean, the makam in the front that's connected to the simon.
And if I move around the simon, then why am I not moving around the tzaver?
Because the Rambam defined that makam. It's the makam that's connected. So it's not the makam that's connected to the simon. It's the front of the neck. The Rambam is talking about that. Is it? He doesn't say. Wherever the simanim are connected. He says, what's connected to simanim, that is it. The part of the neck that's connected to simanim, that is the tzaver.
The simanim are not part of the tzaver?
You have to cut the simanim, yeah. Shechit the shech the simanim.
So there's two dinim when you cut the tzaver, yes. and the simanim?
You have to shech the simanim in the tzaver, yes. The makayim, where to shech the simanim, Rambam said, is the tzaver. The makom, the shech, the simanim, the tzaver. Shechit the shech, the simanim. Yeah, that's why you're shechting. But where are you shechting it? The makom where you're shechting, says the Rambam, is the tzaver. Don't say the Rambam. The Mela, that's a chayr. So the chayr, the Rambam is a chayr, the third shita, the gabe this. So the Rizalman, the Mela takes issue. This is the this was on the Maram Chaimus for whatever reason. The Rambam says, in a lacha test.
There was a lacha, hey, we just
this said. Was. Huh? Hey Zion, and now we're going to test. Tzarech ha-sheiched she-yishchayit be-emtza ha-tzavah, says the Rambam. Bim-shocha min-atztadim she-tasa k'sheira. Yeah? That's the Mishnah. Shocha min-atztadim she-tasa k'sheira. Yeah? But b'diavet. V'atchil yet t'shecht. Rambam said emtza ha-tzavah. Meaning it's not, it's also called tzavah. It's a side of the tzavah, you can say. But it's kosher b'diavet. So over here, the Rizalm takes issue with the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah wants to say that the Rishon wants to know why does the Rambam leave out that Sheikh min ha'ayrif is possible. Rambam doesn't mention that Sheikh min ha'ayrif is possible. Alright, Shlomo. Rambam doesn't say, don't talk about Sheikh min ha'ayrif, which the Mishnah in Yitzhak says. Doesn't say Beferish. Alright? So Rambam Zalman says, what's the problem? Rambam told you. You have to Sheikh min Tzava. The ha'ayrif, I told Yisrael, not the Tzava. So Rambam did tell you, says Rambam Zalman. Rambam says, you have to Sheikh the Tzava. He told you exactly what the Tzava is. But yeah, because Shef it's not about the Tzava. But the Irib is in no shape or form is the Tzava. But the Magen Mishnah says differently. He says, very interesting, he learns, it's crazy Pshat Rambam. He learns like this. Aben Hishma din Sheikh na Irib, Shechlas Psula, Vukma Gemara B'shle Hichzer HaSimanim, El Chotim HaFrekat HaShigia HaSimanim, yeah. Nishum, why do I bring it down? This feeling can ask Taisus. A Sheikh Menat Stadim, Daf Medievit. Vafilu Hixar Simanim, Gezeir Otolot Le Hixar. The Magen Mishnah says, but that's Taisus. Taisus said that Sheikh Menat Stadim is Kashi Otolot Medievit. He says, Taisus doesn't say this. He says, it's even if you're maxing the Simanim to the side, then it's also only Medievit. Yeah? Shleik Nas Rashi, Zilah Filip B'lo Yechzer. Yeah? Umachsha Shreik Met Stod M'Nas Rebbeinu Hu B'Dievet Afilu Hechzer Shuvla Yitzarach Lai Dienu Dina Ayrif De Pshit Elan Lemachshrinan B'Ayrif Ela B'Hechzer Merudayim L'Shreik Met Stod Kitzer, Magen Mishnah has a whole drain in the Rambam that the Rambam would hold, yeah, that if you machzir simanim to the back, it works. According to Magen Mishnah. Okay? If you machzir simanim to the back, it works. Every Zalman says, how can you say it in the Rambam? Right? The Rambam says very clearly, you need tzavar. And tzavar is what's connected to simanim. That is the makam shechita. So meila, what? B'dievet, it's called tzavar. B'dievet. That's what Rambam said, but yeah, it's kosher. Okay? But chatchil has to be the front of the neck. Right? But the Eved, yeah, even if you're maxed the simonim, it's not going to work. What? The Gemara seems to apply, that's a big problem. Okay? I didn't get a clear teretz in the resolvement about that. So I'm not sure. You have to figure out. You have to, what? That's correct. You know, there's a problem in the Rambam, right? When we read the Gemara on Daf Chaf, the Gemara seems to say that as Daf Pashit, that if you mach the Siman Machaira, it works by Shechita. That's where it's Kashim. According to the Mandom, you need Dafka mach the Simanim. So the Gemara Kashis, and what's where is it? Kashim by Malik and Pasul by Shechita. It's Kashim by Shechita also. Whatever you do, Mamlika, Machazer, then that was Maskasha, but it's Kosh Meshchit also. Meaning, Mars assumed or Pashit, that helped Meshchita. So that's a problem. But Kabbalah, we read the Rambam, right? The Rambam definitely is more Pashit, like Rizal Zalman. The Rambam tells you very clearly, you need Tzavar. The Rambam says exactly what Tzavar is. Right? And he's not learning like the Rabban that Sabra is a simonim. Now I'm telling you very clearly what Sabra is. Sabra is the makam that's connected to simonim. Connect the makam ashkita, that is the tzavar. In the front, not in the back. Okay? So the Ram holds like the Rabban that he needed din tzavar, yet the Ram holds that there's no kim of the din tzavar by the simonim. Zip, Zok, Rez, Zom, according to the Rambam, if you bring it back, it's going to be possible.
So the problem with the
Magen Mishnah
is that from the sides, it's not
considered tzavar. No, the problem with the Magen Mishnah is that according to the Magen Mishnah, if you're Rambam, if you max the simanim machayra, it's going to be good.
Okay.
Yes, according to the Magen Mishnah, because he says just like he learns in Rambam. Rambam says kasha b'diavad, It's from where you be machzor siman. So Mela, if you machzor siman, it works even in tzav. Rishon says, according to Magen Mishnah, so it's Adar, yeah, Tzvi, is even more. Yeah. According to Magen Mishnah, why is Ram chap in a case of tzav, of tzadim, he's not a bigger chiddush. If Ram is talking about you being machzor, what's Ram say you machzor siman?
Yeah.
He knows Ram don't mean machzor siman. So he says, so let Ram say bigger chiddush, then you machzor siman in the back. Why does Ram say that? Why does Ram say tzadim? Elamai. Because Ram hold, like we just said, that stadim is a b'di'eved shayach to the tzava. Okay? So, right. I had to like rush up there, just that you shouldn't pull Ari Neumakani over there. Okay. Zokmar right. Tani bar kapar. Zois tayra, we had this pasuk. Zois tayra sabeima v'oif. Zois tayra sabeima v'oif. Chol nefesh achaya remeses ba'moyim. V'chol nefesh eretz al aretz. So, where is oif? Oif is smack in the middle between behema and fish. But there is a behema v'oif. People are called. Sorry, life bein behem l'dogim. L'chai boy, b'shnei simonim yefsher. We want to know how many simonim does the oif need. Okay, you can't say that's like behem. You need two simonim. Shekar hukash l'dogim. Because we see on one hand, it's connected to dog. L'paitri b'loi kulam yefsher shekar hukash behem. So we're in a quandary over here. Where do we put oif? Can't be it can't be like behem you need two because it's next to dog. Can't be like dog you need nothing because it's next to behem. Okay, it's not echsher b'simenecha. Okay, it's not echsher b'simenecha. Look, Rashi. Chai b'shem b'simon kibbeg behem o denafkolam minayel rabbis eroy shekar hutas yefshir shekar hukas l'dogim. So Meila, what's the deal? Elamai, make a pshar. It wants him. Dr. Gemara, dogim la bnei shchita ninu minolon. The assumption in this Gemara was dog doesn't need shchita. Who said maybe need shchita? Ilem shenduch sevatzay baki yishcha lahem. Im es kol b'gayam yeyasev lahem. If you want to tell me that the reason why we know that a dog doesn't need shechita because it says asifa, doesn't say by turning the book it says yishchat. Moshe Ben tells Hashem, "Have a dog? Yeah, yam. It says yosef lam. See, bal masagi. Al miato gabe slav. The chesiv yosef was a slav. By slav also says loshen asifa. Maybe slav doesn't need shechita. Hakina milav shechita. Milav b'shechita. I'm in the point of like klom." We say a bird is hokus l'behema, therefore you need some type of shechita. So slav is a bird, therefore you can't say that siv ba'alma helps. Hasam like siv asif makam shechita da'achrini. Hachak siv asif makam shechita da'achrini. This that we say that asifa implies you don't need shechita. That's when there's a contrast by Meneir Bey. It said it next to something does nishchita. Okay, that nishchita. So why does it say asifa? Almai asifa is enough. By slav, it just says it on its own. It says Rashi. Hoksiv asif to do etzal shchita behema. Meshani b'dibur uksiv bu asifa shmamina dafnu. So Gemara says we have this concept that dag is enough by asifa. Mashenga the slav needs shechita. Oh, so Shail is, what is this asifa? Is there any tairas asifa? Or asifa just means asifa. No din asifa. Is there a din asifa? So Rambam over here, very fascinating Rambam. Rambam and Alocha Gimel, Paragraph Alocha Gimel. Dogma Chagavim, Ein Srichim Shechita. Elasifason hi hamateres oisan. Okay, so Rambam says that dag does not need shechita. Dasifa is materit. Yeah, it's not the pshat. You don't need anything. Right? Not that you don't need anything. You do need something, but you have it. And not only that, dasifa is materit. The dasifa is a shechita zah. Yeah, some type of shechita. The shechita is mater behema. Just like shechita two simim is mater behema. Shechita one simim is mater behoyf. That is a sifa, a chepz of a sifa, which is mater the dag. Rambam says. Harei oimer, hatsayim v'bog yishcha lehem u'motz lehem. It's called the geyam yosef lehem u'motz lehem. Asif again. Rambam says asif as dagim kishchita z'bog v'tzayim. Uvchagov nemar. Oisef hachosil ba'asifa levada. So Ram says not only does the sifa help for fish, it also helps for chagovim. That's a separate issue by itself because it also says a sifa. And that we'll have to see separately. The Raj has issues with this Rambam, but we'll leave chagov on the side for now.
How else?
Grasshoppers, locusts. Arba, what? Tell me she ate a grasshopper. No, last month, no. Sugar said you're allowed to, and they say you're not allowed to. What?
A cough,
though.
He ate it? The himself ate it?
Yeah. I saw a cough eat a grasshopper.
They killed first?
No, he had like a little jar of them.
He didn't kill it? He ate it alive?
No, he had like a jar that he bought. Dead grasshoppers.
Oh, they sell grasshoppers?
Yeah.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
Like pet food. You know, like, that's your buddy.
Lefikach, says Rama. Emesu meleyen, besoich hamayim, mutar. Lefikach, emesu meleyen, besoich hamayim, mutar. Furthermore, says the Rambam, "What the life of Chaim? Do I eat them alive?" Shmack. Unless you worry about the shachtz, the Gos Maimon says, "So Chaim should calm down." But Gos Maimon says, "I'll eat it." That's Rambam Paskins. You know, I'll eat it. I'll about the shachtz because it's disgusting. Okay. That's not. Oh, so what's Rambam saying? Yeah, if it dies, it's mutter. Right. Why? The fikach, the meis malayim, b'seich hamayim mutter. Right? And what if it died afterward, outside? Taka b'seich hamayim, what if it died outside? Huh? How's b'seich hamayim? And the Rambam said, you're allowed to eat it alive. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Let's see the case submission.
You're allowed to eat alive goldfish, right?
What?
You're allowed to eat alive goldfish.
But yeah. Going to the why?
No,
about the shots.
My friends have done it.
So according to Rambam, he was even hysterized about the shots. According to Rambam, he's okay. If he's a Temani, he just goes to the Rambam, then he's good. But unless his skin is dark enough to be a Temani, to pass for a Temani, then he's got a problem. Why did your friend eat a live goldfish? Chaim, you hear that, Chaim? Chaim's like freaking out about this. Who's this guy? Get rid of this guy. Okay.
I've heard of that before. No,
like a stick, you mean?
No, it's like you put in like a shot and you take it with a shot.
Yeah. You take it with a shot?
Yeah.
Not sweet. The goldfish is eaten with is taken with a shot. That's a stick. Oh my gosh.
I'm not
Baruch Hashem, I think, you know. If this is what it means, this is what it takes, you know, I don't know. Okay, right.
You're saying it probably dies from alcohol before it gets
down
to your stomach.
The
can't swim around.
There's a sifa in the whiskey. Okay. Let's see the definition. One of it's long. Achmana Praiglana. Yeah, okay. Says the Gabriel Chesed Mishnah. Baisa, no? Zot Chesed Mishnah. Machshe B'Talmudah. Kabi Oif, Nami, Yotsuv, Yosvu, yeah? Shan Hassan like Siva Siv Magam Shchita. Fine. I don't know, let's skip to the beginning. Oh. When the Rambam says, the figure of Emes Rosa, the figure of Emes Merleim, Mesai Chamayim Mutarim, Umut Eloi Chlam Chayim, Dafke Heich Nam Rachmana, the Leipa Chiyusa, Beshchita, Hudi Loi Nafke Beshchita, El Bemisa, Haben Avela. In other words, Mishra trying to explain, right, the Rambam says, if it died, yeah, if it died, then it's mutter to eat it. One second. L'chayra, I think what's bothering me is if you tell me that you need a sifa, you need a ma'is sifa, yeah? Like shchita, so shchita is matir, the sifa is matir, so maybe you need a sifa mechayim. Just like you need shchita mechayim, you can't, the animal dies, yeah? You can't go ahead and check it, right? Right? Okay, so then why the Rambam that says that the if you tell me that there's no din anything on a fish, fine, then it could die. But Rambam tells me that sif is the shchita. So has Rambam say that if it dies, it's a fika. The fika Rambam says it makes malayim, it's mutter. Why? Maybe need a sifa. Maybe need a sifa mechayim. Just like in Shchita Mechayim, she nasif Mechayim, right? And that's the Chayyim Pshat, the Rasad Yigayin. Rasad Yigayin says, where Mish quotes from Baal Itur, yeah, that Meisim Asur, if it died, it's Asur. Why? And according to this Gerson, Rasad Yigayin, Meisim Asurim. Why Meisim Asurim? Because you need a ma'isa matir mechayim. The Rambam is going to hold tafka, holds like the Rambam, that the shechit is a matir. So just like when you shecht a bird, you shecht an animal, you have to shecht the mechayim, the matir has to be mechayim, so too, the ma'isa asif has to be mechayim. If it died in the water, there's no ma'isa asifa, it will be aser. Now, forget it. According to this, according to the Rambam, let's say You caught a fish and it died on the land. That would push it down. Then the Rishad Yonah is masking. That would be good. Yeah? If he's dead. If you caught the fish, brought it to the land, and then it died.
Well,
you did a sifa, right? Right? So we did a sifa. No, it's not so posh in the words of Rishad Yonah. He just says that Mesa Masurin. Right? He says if it died, it's awesome.
You have to eat it alive.
Yeah. No! You have to kill it. So you didn't kill it. It died by itself. So one might have, one could read Rasadi going, Rasadi saying that if it dies, yeah, it's a problem. You could say it means even after you fished, after you caught it, right? The way we're saying now, no, right? We say the Pshat Rasadi going is like this kasha that Be'etzim you need a sifa. We need a sif mechayim. That's what Sadi Gaon holds. And that's why if it died, in the argues the Rambam. If it died in the water, if he disgears her Sadi Gaon, it'll be a problem. Yeah? That's what you could say, Sadi Gaon. You could say, Sadi Gaon holds. Oh, let's stay focused on Rambam for a time.
Mechayim.
Who? When you're Sadi Gaon. Maybe, yeah. We'll see. Let's see.
If it's dead, you can.
If it died. If it died in its own.
If it died, it's worse than if it's alive.
If it was explained in Rasadi going, yeah, like the Rambam Be'etzin, that there's a din asifa, and Rasadi going is mechadish, the din asifa is mechayim. Okay, there's another way to learn Rasadi. I'm saying, but in the as we're reading the Rambam and we're raising the point in the Rambam that why my mace malam is Rambam say it's kosher. I lechayra one could argue and say that for the feed Rambam you need, that there is a din asifa, yeah, the din asifa and the din asifa has to be mechayim just like shchita all shchita has to be mechayim. So that could be pshat of Sadi guy. That's all I'm saying right now. Okay. It's not the same size. Any time it dies by itself, even if it dies by itself, anywhere, there might be a problem. Okay? We have a different pshat on the side of the day. What could be the pshat?
That's not what we're saying, I know.
No. No. I'm saying, according to what I'm saying, right side. According to what I'm saying now, according to the side of the day, Dafka would die in the water before that sifah. Okay? But if, because you need a sifah machayim, like shchita has been machayim. Okay? But if you caught it in your nets and brought it to shore and then it died by itself, you didn't kill it, it died by itself, it'll be kosher. It's hard to say no, that maybe if Shadi Goyen doesn't hold B'chal Din Asifa. Why have it died? Is it, you can't eat it? Zucker, Ruch official parallel, in his beer under Asag, Nisfaches, which we've discussed many times, that is a Psikdid Rav Kana, that says that even a guy needs nechira. A behema that died by itself is nevela, and it's also for a guy. Okay, you have to kill it. Nevela, and we discussed it a few times, right? Tais and Sadi Aleph and Chulin mash like that. It's din nechira by a guy. The din nechira by a guy. So mele fizeh. Zokar Ruchon Fishel, maybe that's Pran Rasadi guy. In other words, even though fish is a smayit from Shechita, yeah, but Goy, Ben Noyach, doesn't have Shechita either. But still, if it dies, it's a problem. So maybe it could be, that's a Shechita, you want to say in Rasadi guy, yeah, a fish that's not subject to Hilcha Shechita, but if it dies by itself, it's a problem. Just like for a Ben Noyach, who doesn't have Hilcha Shechita, but if it dies by itself, it's a problem. Because that's the Pesach says. That's the Torah says. You wonder which Pesach is the Dagger it from. Makes a difference to you? What?
No, I
want to
know like what the Torah is. Like the Svar behind it.
Svar? What's he want? Sitta, Zudrosa, Parshas Noyach, Kol Remes Asher Hu Chai, Prat L'Nevela, Kol Remes Asher Hu Chai, Prat L'Nevela. Okay? So, the Ruchon Fish wants to say, maybe the Fim Sadi going that would apply him to die. So, if he's there, even if you fished it, you caught it in your nets, and you brought it to the shore, and then it died, you didn't kill it, yeah? You should be happy with this. You have to kill it. No? Yeah. All right? Even after the court, you have to kill it. Okay. Mitzad, not just for Baal Teshachzu. Al Tshchita. Yeah. Okay. Back to the Rambam. The Rambam said not like that, right? Zod Kesh the Mishnah. Davke Hecht, Am Rachmane, Lepe Chiyusa B'Shchita. Who do you like Nafke B'Shchita, El Mis Haven Avela? Zod Kesh the Mishnah, right? That this that we say that if it died it's nevela, that's dafka something that the din matir is to be moitzi chiyus. Hare shchita, the idea of shchita be moitzi chiyus. Shchita is killing it with shchita, right? And we saw from the Teres Chaim in the next Gemara, yeah. Akbam shchita is killing it. The Torah says, what is the matter of Shechita? You have to kill it with the simanim. So then if it's Meis Meleh, it's a problem. But by fish, even though there's a din asifa, but the din asifa is not to kill it with asifa, the din asifa ba'alma. Asifa is a matter, but it's not like Shechita. Shechita, the matter of Shechita is to kill it with the simanim, to kill it with the Shechita. That's the whole idea of Shechita. The idea of Shechita is you're killing it. Yeah? So then, if it died by itself, it's a problem. But the matir, Zekta Kesa Mishnah, the matir of Asifa is different. The matir is not killing it with Asifa. There's a different matir. Asifa Ma'alma, the Gemara said. Asifa is enough. But it's not killing it. It's not killing it. Rambam, yeah? It's just Asifa. It's not killing it. It's a matir of Asifa. Rambam, if it makes him a lad, it's okay. It's okay. V'chein mochal mena by the chayim. Chayim aleh mishum. Many else chayim mishayim rechayim. Avahani kivin loy boy the leipuch yusa b'shchiyut b'shchita. Emeish meleim esay chamayim. Mutarim. Umudlochum chayim. These two go together. That's explaining these two halakas of the Rambam. The Rambam said, "Lafika meis maleim, b'sar chamayim mutter, amut lachlan chayim." They go together. Why? Because the insight is that the matter of a sifa is different than the matter of shchita. The matter of shchita is killing it. So meila, that's why if you eat it alive, it's a problem. You have to matter it adi shchita. And Meila, if it dies by itself, it's also a problem. You have to kill it, like the Shechita. The matter is to kill it. Shankane, bye. Asif is dog.